the G.I. Journal goes to press. Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal with such star contributors as Seaman First Class Alvino Ray and the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Jerry Sullivan, Private Sad Sack, Mel Blanc, Elvia Allman, Lionel Sander, Ann Rutherford, and acting as your editor-in-chief...
Hello, G.I. Journal. Editor-in-chief Robert Young speaking. What's that? You want to place an ad in G.I. Journal? Just a moment, I'll get a pencil. Okay, go ahead. Lonesome bugler on furlough wants a dress of homely girl. Object, mess call. Okay, we'll print that right up. Goodbye. Oh, well, a newspaper job is a nice change from my usual hectic existence. Being an editor of G.I. Journal will be a pleasure.
Oh, good morning, you great big gorgeous thing.
I retract my last statement. Just, who are you, may I ask?
I'm your secretary. Oh, gee, I'm going to like having you as my boss much better than I did Bob Hope.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but his nose, I always thought he was snubbing me.
My dear young lady, now I'll give you 3-1, you're not my dear. 2-1, you're not young, and even money on the rest. My dear young lady, in case you forget, this is a business office.
Yes, darling.
And I don't like being called darling.
Okay, poopsie.
I didn't know when I was well off. Do you always act this way?
Oh, no, only when I'm with men.
Well, I don't want any more familiarity around the office. Do you understand? I want to stop right now.
All right. Don't get excited. Gee, anyone can make a mistake.
Yes, but your mother and father seem to have abused the privilege.
Darn it. No matter how hard I try, I can't seem to get the kind of man I want.
Well, what kind of man do you want?
Any kind.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, the only date I've had for 6 months was with a CSC.
A CSC?
Yes, a civilian, second class.
Well, you'll have to pardon me now, young lady. I'm expecting a visitor. Miss Ann Rutherford is dropping in on me.
Oh, gee, Ann Rutherford. Oh, gosh. Oh, I wish I were in her shoes.
Well, if you were, you'd have an awful lot of feet left over. However, there's no reason why you should be jealous of Ann Rutherford. You can be just as pretty as she is.
I can?
Why, certainly. Beauty is only a state of mind. If you read the Robert Young book called Beauty Through Thought Concentration... you'll discover that you can appear alluring to men merely by the power of your mind.
You mean my mind can accomplish what my girdle can't handle?
Oh, come now. There's nothing wrong with your figure that a bulldozer couldn't straighten out. But that doesn't matter. You will be glamorous if you think you are. My book teaches that.
You mean I can look like Ann Rutherford if I concentrate on it?
Certainly anyone can.
I'd like to see you do it.
Here's a copy of my book. I recommend that you read it carefully. We might be able to make something of you. If we don't know what it is, we can always throw it back.
Oh, goody, I'll study like the dickens.
And now it's time to turn to something a trifle more melodic. With Snoqualmie JoJo, here are the Delta Rhythm Boys.
From the big north, loved the maiden named Moonglow. And what do you know?
What do you know?
He
said, honey, I'll catch you. Take you down to Wenatchee. With a bottle of scratchy. Buy you a wedding ball.
He promised Jive and Mike to pitch a wigwam there. She dug, but she preferred a square from Delaware.
So now there's no moon blow in the land of the big snow. Just the dog has gone loco. Who's the Guadalupe Jojo?
What are you gonna do there, Joe? Better be
jiving
her some more. Or did she tell you you should go so
blow? I'm Snoqualmie Jojo.
Ring the
deep heavy from the big snow.
Ching, ching, ching.
Dive the chick named Home Blow.
Ha, ha.
Papa, what do you know?
Yo, ho.
I said, honey,
Ma.
I'll catch you.
Ability,
take you to my bed and win that. Got a great big bottle of brandy.
Huh.
I'm gonna buy you a wedding boy.
Jojo, you know that you can't jive little Moonglow. Cause she's too hip and she's got another guy. That's why I tell you, Jojo, go slow. Keep on your dough, go back to the big door, don't you know?
All in yellow.
But she's got a mellow. Murderistic mama. Oh, yeah, dig her laying all the jive on her square.
What you know about moon blow? Got out and left the big snow. And now the squaws all call him Loco Joe. So sad and blue he don't know.
Come in.
Hello, Bob.
Glenn and Rutherford. Ann, I got your message that you were on your way down here. What can we do for you?
Well, I brought you some of my pin-up pictures, Bob. You see, G.I. Journal prints one every now and then.
Well, Ann, I've decided to cut out that department. I disapprove of pin-up pictures. I feel that today the G.I. is reaching out for something better.
Yeah, a couple of them made... they certainly must be or something, because a couple of them made passes at me when I came in.
Well, that's not what I meant. You see, I've written a book about the power of the mind, and I'm printing that in the paper instead of pin-up pictures.
Oh, really?
Yes, after all, if a G.I. has his choice between a book by Robert Young and a picture of a shapely girl, you know he's going to choose the book.
Well, tell me, Bob... How do you account for the fact that several boys in the Central Pacific have written me recently for my picture?
What kind of a picture did they want?
Oh, they wanted me posed in a snug-fitting white bathing suit beside my swimming pool.
Well, there you are. To men in a hot jungle, a swimming pool looks very attractive.
Say, you really believe in this book of yours, don't you?
I'll prove every statement in my book with an experiment I'm conducting with my secretary right now. Now, I don't know whether you've seen my secretary.
No, I haven't. What does she look like?
Well, she's a little difficult to describe. Have you ever seen a can of K rations that have just received a direct hit?
Oh, is she as bad as that?
If anything, I've understated it. And yet, as a result of my book, she will emerge as glamorous as any girl on earth, simply through the power of her mind. Wait a minute, I'd like to have you meet her. I see you haven't finished the book yet.
Oh, well, not
yet. And do you know what's holding me up?
No, although I've been thinking of going around and back of you and finding out. Well, never mind that now. I'd like you to meet Miss Ann Rutherford.
How do you do?
Oh, Miss Rutherford, I've been dying to meet you. You pretty, pretty girl.
I want you to go right back in your office and finish my book. And, Ann, I wish you'd go with her. Give her any hints on glamour you think will be helpful.
Well, I'd be glad to, Bob.
Oh, you can depend on me, Mr. Young. I'll absorb everything.
Yeah, well, now that I look at you, mere absorption may not do it. Seems like more of a job for a vacuum cleaner. Now we turn to G.I. Journal's musical pin-up page, where we find a neat feature. It's got to be This or That, sung for you by Jerry Sutherland.
If it ain't wrong, it's right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't big, well, it's frank. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be? If it ain't me, I know it's not your mother. Can't you see? It's gotta be one way or the other. Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. You see, it's gotta be one way or the other. Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'm gonna go. If it ain't yes, it's gotta be no. Gotta be this, gotta be this or that.
I finished your book, and now I'm covered all over with glamour.
Is that what it is? What is that? What is that horrible perfume you have on?
Well, I wanted to be sure of getting a man, so I mixed this perfume myself. It's called Compound Fracture.
And you think it will get you a man, huh?
Well, it ought to. It's half Chanel number 5 and half chloroform.
Now, you've missed the whole point of the book. It's confidence that makes glamour, not perfume. You've got to keep saying to yourself, I look like Rutherford. I act like Rutherford. I am Rutherford.
Oh, I'll try, but when do I get a man to practice on?
As soon as one shows up. Now, get back in your kennel. Your office.
Okay.
I can't wait to see the results of this experiment.
Pardon me, is this the G.I. Journal?
Why, it's Lionel Stander.
Oh, gosh, I don't know who you were. How'd you know who I was?
Well, I recognize you by your voice.
That's funny. Most people get my voice bit stumped with some leading man named Robert Young. Which is as mixed up as that speech.
I happen to be a leading man named Robert Young personally. Do you still think your voice sounds like mine?
Well, it starts off in my stomach like yours, but by the time you hear it, it's come over some mighty rough terrain.
Yes, practically the Rockies, I'd say. But what brings you to G.I. Journal, Lionel?
Well, I heard Ann Rutherford was here, and I've always wanted to meet her. I ain't seen nothing as cute as her since my mother showed me some early photographs of myself. I was a cunning little tyke. Stretched out my tummy, all dressed up in a great big smile.
And how old were you then?
22.
I'll bet you were a doll. But tell me, Lionel, why are you so anxious to meet Ann?
Well, I seen a pin-up picture of her the other night. She was dressed in one of them real tight-fitting bathing suits. Boy, oh boy.
Was she appealing?
There was nothing left to peel.
Now, Lionel, I've just written a book about this very thing. Whether you know it or not, your attraction to Miss Rutherford is purely mental.
It is?
Certainly.
Well, what do you know? Shows how you can fool yourself.
Lionel, I know exactly what's in your mind. You'd like to find yourself all alone with Miss Rutherford sitting beside her on a sofa, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Well, that is merely a desire to analyze her thought processes.
Yeah? Then where do I want the lights out?
Lionel, I see you're not convinced. Very well, you shall be part of a precedent-shattering experiment.
I shall?
Yes. I'm going to introduce you to the girl of your dreams.
Swell, that's what I came down here for.
Now, stay where you are. I'll be right back.
Did I hear a man out there? Let me at him.
Precisely why I'm here. But remember now, you must follow everything you've learned from my book.
Okay, I will. Can I take a little peek at him first?
Well, all right.
What nice long arms all the way down to his ankles.
Come on. Lionel, I'd like to have you meet Miss Anne Rutherford. Well?
Have you reported the accident yet?
Don't you recognize me? I'm your pinup girl.
It looks like some of you has come unpinned.
Lionel, you must readjust yourself mentally. You're used to seeing Miss Rutherford in gorgeous technicolor. This morning, when she took her shower, she faded a little.
Faded? She mildewed.
Oh, come now, come. Look at her. Feast your eyes on the classic curve of her neck, those alabaster shoulders. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Only once, when I skinned a rabbit.
You can come and sit alongside me if you want, Curly.
No, thanks. I gotta be leaving.
Oh, sit down, Lionel. She's smitten with you. You've hit her quite hard.
I have, huh? Well, tell her to meet me at Hollywood and Vine in an hour.
Will you be there?
Yeah, with a trolley car. I'm gonna hit her even harder.
Back once again on the Delta Rhythm Boys and their version of Gee, Baby, Ain't I Good to You?
Makes you treat me the way that you do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a girl that's true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, a brand new car, and everything. Oh, what makes you treat me the way that you do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
What makes you treat me the way that you do? Baby, ain't I good to you? And you know, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for a girl that's good and true. Baby, ain't I good to you?
Bought you a mink coat for Christmas.
Ra-da-da.
And a diamond ring.
Doo-wop.
Great big Cadillac car.
Wop.
New spare tire.
Wop.
Gas and everything.
What makes you treat me the way you do? Baby, ain't I good to you?
Thank you.
Mr. Young, don't you think you better give me up and get somebody else to experiment on?
Certainly not. The Young never gives up. Think of yourself as a ship, and me as your captain.
I should think of myself as a ship?
Shouldn't be too difficult. I can see the barnacles from here.
But I want a man. There must be someone for me in this world.
Well, maybe not in this world, but I have some very good connections on Mars. Don't worry, I'll get you the next man who enters this office.
Well, I hope so. I want some action.
That dame's in the biggest hurry I've ever seen. She acts like a GI with two dates and a 10-minute pass. Oh, well. Come in.
Hello. I'm General Kern, Private Sad Sack.
Oh, so you're the Sad Sack. What's the matter? You look a little tired.
Well, you see, I've been out all day practicing with the bazooka.
Bazooka, huh? Did you get a good score?
Sensation in everybody was amazed. I knocked down the colonel's house.
Well, perhaps I'd better introduce myself. My name is...
You don't have to tell me. You're famous. You're one of the best in the... I've seen your picture in a hundred years. I've seen... How are the kids, Mr. Crosby?
My name happens to be Robert Young. Now... What can I do for you, my son? And I'm duly thankful that you're not.
I just happened to drop in. You know, sometimes there's a good-looking girl around.
Now, what does a fellow like you want with a girl?
Well, the other fellows tell me that if you get a date with a girl, they sew buttons on shirts, don't they?
My boy, how would you like to make the acquaintance of a luscious bit of feminine pulchritude?
Hey, how did we get off the subject of girls?
We're still on it. Didn't you ever go out with a girl?
Oh, sure. I had a sweetheart once who worked in the factory where they make rifles for the army.
Oh, was she pretty?
Well, I don't know. I could never get all the cosmoline off of her.
Well, I'd introduce you to a very beautiful young lady if I thought you were the type of man I could trust with her.
You can trust me with her. I'm stupid.
You're sure you're not the kind of fellow who lures young women up to his apartment?
I don't have to lure them. They're anxious to come.
They are. Well, do you have to promise to show them your etchings?
No, my brain in a bottle.
Anyway, I'll take a chance on you. I'm going to introduce you to none other than Ann Rutherford.
I don't want to meet Ann Rutherford.
What? Well, why not?
When I was coming in, I met a fella, and he told me that there's something awful that happened to her.
Oh, now, just a minute.
He said he just met her, and she looked terrible. He said she was all broken down like a worn-out automobile.
Hello there. Did I hear my name mentioned? I'm Ann Rutherford.
You are?
Yes.
Hey, there's still a lot of good mileage left in this.
But this isn't the Ann Rutherford I had in mind. I had one that I manufactured.
Well, if she looked like this, don't throw away the mold.
Thank you very much. Say, you're kind of cute. Tell me something about yourself.
No, you tell me something about yourself. Were you ever a cigarette girl?
A cigarette girl? Why?
Well, you're so round, so firm, so really fast. Miss Rutherford, would you think I was fresh by action for a date?
Why, no.
Well, how would you like to go down to the beach with me for a swim?
Oh, I'd love it. In fact, I've got my bathing suit right here.
Where?
In this locket. I'm wearing around my neck. No.
You got the whole bathing suit in that little locket?
Uh-huh. Right in this little locket, and it's a bright red one.
Well, it'll just match my face. Well,
now, just a second. This is going far enough. Sack, you could have benefited by reading my book. You're not really infatuated with Ann Rutherford. Your mind is making a fool of you.
It is?
Certainly. As a matter of fact, Ann Rutherford is not really beautiful.
She isn't?
No. Again, your mind is making a fool of you. And when you go down to the beach with Ann and she puts on that bathing suit, you'll just think you're having a good time.
Will?
Yes. Your mind will just be making a fool of you.
Okay, I'm convinced. I'm sorry, Miss Rutherford. The date's off.
Fine. Come on, Ann. Which way is the ocean?
Hey, wait a minute. What about your mind making a fool of you?
Zach, shake hands with an idiot.
It's Alvino Ray on the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra wrapping things up with Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Mm-hmm.
just about does it, fellas. But before we turn out the lights here at G.I. Journal, I'd like to thank our star contributors. Seaman First Class Elvino Ray, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Jerry Sullivan, Ken Niles, Elvie Allman, Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc, Lionel Stander, and Ann Rutherford. Till we see you all soon again, this is Bob Young saying so long, fellas. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.